Appendix O. Deployment programs. Deployments that are unique and complex offer challenges to commanders and units. These challenges can occur with all aspects of a deployment. For example, a shortage of personnel, scheduling issues with unit training, or lack of material handling equipment can impact deployment readiness. The Army deployment programs are a tool for commanders and units to plan training and execute deployments to minimize challenges in the deployment process. This appendix discusses three Army deployment programs available to deployable units. Command Deployment Discipline Program. The CDDP is a tool for commanders to evaluate their units or their subordinate units' deployment readiness. Under the CDDP, commanders can use their internal staff, request assistance, or incorporate as part of a command inspection program to evaluate their units. The local inspector general can be used at the commander's discretion to conduct inspections using a more systemic methodology for determining root causes for problems identified through the CDDP. Additionally, CDDP training will also enhance redeployment operations. The CDDP combines policy and doctrinal deployment requirements under one program to enable commanders at all levels to maintain their organizations at their appropriate deployment readiness posture to meet Army mission requirements. The CDDP also assists in standardizing Army deployment functions as necessary for units and installations for the initial phases of a deployment. Implementation. To assure proper implementation of the CDDP, the intent of the program is as follows. The CDDP is designed as a commander's program to assist in establishing and maintaining a unit's deployment posture. It enhances the Army's ability to rapidly deploy in response to contingency or crisis planning events. To accomplish this, the CDDP assists commanders by making them aware of general deployment automated information, training, and equipment requirements. Evaluate deployment readiness as well as deployment execution tasks. The CDDP is not intended to be solely an inspection program. Rather, commanders are expected to use the program to gain familiarity with established policy, enforce compliance with policy by subordinate personnel, understand the skill sets a unit needs to deploy and redeploy. All commanders of units or commanders with command and control of units will establish and maintain a CDDP in accordance with AR 525-93. At a minimum, the program includes roles and responsibilities, the frequency of deployment training events, and the mechanisms for annual deployment readiness evaluations for their unit or subordinate units. A commander's personal interest and direction is necessary to establish an effective CDDP. Supervisors use the requirements listing in AR 525-93 in the normal performance of their duties to instill a deployment culture focused on readiness. Whenever an applicable requirement within the requirements listing cannot be completed, the immediate higher headquarters must be notified by the affected organization. Organizations will have a formal evaluation of deployment readiness tasks annually. Deployment requirements. A compilation of responsibilities is established to identify the major tasks for the preparation and movement of equipment for a deployment. It is detailed in AR 525-93. Each level of command reviews the requirements listing for their evaluations and makes the necessary additions to account for any uniqueness within their command, but may not remove any of the listed requirements as evaluation tasks. The intent of the listings is to provide commanders with a source of deployment readiness requirements. Evaluations. There are two types of evaluations under the CDDP, formal and informal. When used together, these evaluations provide an effective way to ensure that an organization maintains the appropriate deployment readiness posture. Formal evaluations are directed by the evaluated unit's higher headquarters, and the results are reported to the evaluated unit's commander and the higher headquarters command. Evaluations can be part of a command inspection program or can be conducted independently. Formal evaluations using the deployment readiness tables must be done annually for the company, detachment, or installation to division headquarters level. There is no annual requirement for evaluating units using the deployment execution tables in AR 525-93. The tables can be used as an evaluation tool for DRE or movement to combat training centers or used for general deployment training. Informal evaluations are normally at the request of the evaluated unit commander. The results are reported to the commander who requested the informal evaluation. Informal evaluations can include internal inspections by the unit, staff assistance visits from their higher headquarters or other outside organizations, or competing in the Deployment Excellence Award program. There is no requirement for the frequency of informal evaluations. Company or ITO. Supervisors, commanders, and managers are primarily expected to use the CDDP to assess their own operations. The most effective way to ensure deployment readiness discipline is to practice an internally self-administered program on a routine basis. At these levels, the CDDP requires no additional record keeping. The normal recording of deployment-specific training requirements for schools, hazmat, load teams, or automation certification is still required. At the completion of an evaluation by a higher headquarters, the evaluated supervisor will determine a suspense date of no later than 90 days for each finding to establish when each discrepancy will be resolved. The supervisor's chain of command is authorized to grant extensions to the established suspense dates. Battalion to divisions. Higher command level staffs must evaluate their subordinate units for compliance with established CDDP policy. Higher command level staff conduct formal evaluations of subordinate levels annually to provide supervisors with feedback of the subordinate unit's deployment readiness discipline performance. Identify problems and resolve difficulties before they become serious. Determine if resolution of past findings is complete and appropriate. Maintain a file of evaluations to record date of evaluation, organization evaluated, findings and associated suspense dates, and repeat findings. Some evaluation findings of noncompliance may be due to circumstances beyond the control of the evaluated organization. For example, the discrepancy may be a result of conflicting command or policy guidance. The level conducting the evaluation is then responsible for elevating such a finding to the appropriate level capable of resolving the discrepancy. Enforcement of deployment readiness discipline. Enforcement of deployment readiness discipline is accomplished through a combination of command emphasis and training. Command emphasis ensures resources are available for formal schools and hands-on training. Incorporates deployment training with other training events. Includes CDDP requirements in command training briefs. Training. Conduct monthly, quarterly, or annual training to enhance unit-level skills for UMOs, load teams, and hazmat inspectors. Conduct DREE to exercise multi-echelon deployment training and coordination. Use training center rotations as a deployment training tool. Deployment readiness discipline and management controls. The best means of ensuring deployment readiness discipline is to be proactive and not reactive in deployment operations. Enforcing discipline and compliance with regulations requires constant command emphasis. Commanders and supervisors must adhere to the CDDP. Deployment Readiness Exercise. The DREE is a Deputy Chief of Staff, DCS, G357, and G4 coordinated program that enables units to conduct deployment operations that can include using strategic lift assets. Higher headquarters commands direct specific units to conduct DREEs because funding must be obtained to enable units to use installation services and strategic lift if included in the exercise. A DREE is an exercise to train in tasks and procedures for deploying from home stations or installations to areas of employment. A DREE is conducted for soldiers, units, installations, and support agencies. An Emergency Deployment Readiness Exercise, EDREE, is a Level 3 DREE conducted to support the Chief of Staff of the Army's EDREE program. HQDA DCS G357 identifies program requirements and manages and distributes funding for the EDREE program. FORSCOM is the Chief of Staff of the Army Program Lead responsible for planning and executing the EDREE program. The Army must be as effective in conducting limited-notice rapid contingency deployments as it is with deployments in support of known-demand GIFMAP operations and exercises. The Army must also maintain its ability to project forces into areas in which our access and freedom to operate are challenged. Specifically, the Army's required capability is to rapidly deploy and sustain to points of employment without reliance on improved aerial and seaports of debarkation to mitigate anti-access challenges. The Army DREE program supports the National Strategy and the Army Campaign Plan End State, a versatile and agile mix of capability and formations that is rapidly deployable and sustainable during competition below armed conflict, crisis, and conflict. This pamphlet sets the conditions to improve, standardize, implement, and maintain deployment readiness and capability. See Appendix B for a compilation of checklists of responsibilities that identify the major tasks for the preparation and movement of equipment for deployment. Program objectives. The Army maintains its rapid expeditionary deployment capability by actively training the deployment tasks associated with the planning, redeployment, and movement phases of deployment and redeployment. The DRE program is intended to improve the Army's ability to project national power quickly by exercising all strategic mobility methods, air, land, and sea, optimizing APS, implementing expeditionary command and control systems and concepts, training and evaluating unit, installation, and Army-wide processes through Army EDRES, and ensuring that installation PPPs are well maintained. Ensure that unit deployment plans and procedures adequately support unannounced, no-notice, and limited-notice exercises and deployments. Ensure that installation plans and procedures adequately support the unannounced, no-notice, or limited-notice exercise and deployments of tenant forces. Ensure that units and installation personnel are aware of and trained to meet their unannounced, no-notice, or limited-notice exercise and deployment-related tasks and responsibilities. See Appendix B for checklists of required tasks. Assess the unit's ability to execute requirements in published O plans, concept plans, planning orders, and execution orders. Synchronize and integrate Army power projection efforts in order to exercise and evaluate the total deployment process. Develop doctrine, organization, training, materiel, leadership and education, personnel, facilities, and policy solutions to enable the Army to deploy and sustain operations. Develop an Army that is agile and responsive. Inculcate a surge-ready contingency mindset in our leaders and installations. Conducting a deployment readiness exercise. The DRE is intended to assess complete modified table of organization and equipment units and the installation's deployment support capability. However, some units may be exempt from conducting multiple Level 1 and 2 DREs annually. An example of an exempt unit includes one designated as part of a tailored force, such as Dynamic Force Employment Initial Response Force or Contingency Response Force. DREs are conducted on an unannounced, no-notice, or limited-notice basis for the assessed unit. This sets the stage for assessing the demonstrated level of deployment readiness by a unit and the effectiveness and efficiency of the installation that supports the deployment. DREs may be conducted with regularly scheduled training, such as Sergeant's Time Training, Field Training Exercises, FTXs, or Training Center Rotations. However, the preparation for scheduled training must not negate the alert notification and deployment condition of the DRE or negatively impact the DRE process. The senior unit commander directing the exercise will establish the recall standard during the DRE. Recall standards will be set by the senior unit commander in accordance with the exercise unit's deployability criteria per the assigned mission to test all supporting unit staff and installation agencies' capabilities and readiness. The time from alert notification to deployment is the reaction requirement for an approved force package, O plan, 96 hours, or that best meets training requirements. Units will be prepared to deploy in accordance with published Transportation Component Command airflow or port call order. Units will execute deployment in accordance with a specific N-hour sequence or schedule. DRE will consist of one or more levels. Refer to AR-600-8-101 for individual soldier readiness requirements. Level 1 Deployment Readiness Exercise. A Level 1 DRE evaluates a unit's ability to alert, assemble, and conduct soldier readiness tasks. It ensures that the appropriate deployment certifications, appointment orders, SOPs, movement request submission process, and system documentation are in place to complete a limited notice deployment. It also sets the condition for units to build deployment readiness, train personnel on processes, procedures, and SOPs, and identify future training requirements. Commanders directing the Level 1 DRE may incorporate training vignettes to evaluate a sample of unit personnel or equipment readiness. For example, individual weapons qualification or technical inspection of a number of unit weapons or vehicles. At a minimum, a Level 1 DRE will include the following. The unit alerts, assembles, and conducts SRP in accordance with AR-600-8-101. The objective is to execute the Level 1 SRP tasks at the unit level and not require the Soldier Readiness Program Center capabilities. Assemble key load teams, air and rail, TC AIMS 2 operators, and hazmat certifiers, and verify that appointment orders are current and required training certificates are on hand to conduct these functions. Inspect UMO books for appointment orders, training certificates, recall rosters, OEL, transportation requests, BBPCT requirements, convoy SOPs for movement to PO, SOPs on proper marking of vehicles and containers, and complete load plans for each loaded vehicle, trailer, container, and 463 Lima pallet. Inventory and inspect BBPCT materials, if on hand or available, required for shipment of equipment by land, truck or rail, sea or air. Ensure that a commander-approved generic UDL is loaded into the TC AIMS 2. Level 2 Deployment Readiness Exercise. Level 2 DRE includes Level 1 DRE activities and is designed to evaluate a unit's ability to conduct complete loadout operations and installation turn-in activities to support an unannounced or limited notice deployment. Actual packing of a representative sample of the overall unit onto transportation platforms should be accomplished, but installation turn-in can be simulated. Transportation mock-ups may be used. The Level 2 DRE sets the condition for units to achieve deployment readiness standards, reinforce training personnel on processes, procedures, and SOPs, and assess unit and installation deployment readiness. At a minimum, a Level 2 DRE will include the following: load containers and inspect documentation, including hazmat, BBPCT procured and used for equipment containerization and shoring, vehicle preparation for all modes of travel and inspection of documentation to include marking or weighing, execution of local or internal area movement request procedures for buses, baggage trucks, and MHE support, execution of convoy movements that support a deployment plan. Units will ensure that a commander-approved UDL is submitted into Compass by the ITO. SRP will increase to a Level 2 in accordance with AR-600-8-101 and will include the Soldier Readiness Program Center. Scenarios used in DRE Level 2 will reflect the types of unit contingency missions and deployment modes assigned. Level 3 Deployment Readiness Exercise. A Level 3 DRE includes Level 2 DRE activities and evaluates a unit's ability to conduct strategic movement by air or surface in support of unannounced, no notice, or a limited notice deployment. At a minimum, a Level 3 DRE will include the following: preparation of unit for deployment to participate in designated training. After completing SRP, unit will deploy, execute training mission, and redeploy to home station. In accordance with AR-525-93, units are required to ensure a commander-approved UDL is executed. If only unit equipment is moving by surface or is loaded on a strategic sea vessel, the unit must still go through the procedures for the air movement of passengers, short of the actual allocation of aircraft, if not part of the training scenario. Scenarios used in DRE Level 3 will reflect the types of unit contingency missions and deployment modes assigned. Level 3 DREs are executed within the funding provided by HQDA. Level 3 DREs are essential to Army deployment readiness and inform the HQDA Army Force Projection Program. Senior commanders are encouraged to execute Level 3 DREs and integrate them as a component of other training events when possible. Deployment Readiness Exercise Minimum Requirements. In accordance with AR-525-93, Modified Table of Organization and Equipment Units, Active Army UIC, Operational Forces, and Deployable TDA Units from all components conduct one Level 1 and Level 2 DRE annually at a minimum. Level 1 and Level 2 DREs can be executed at the Active Army UIC level or as a component of a larger battalion or brigade DRE. Units that are deployed or within 90 days of deployment are exempt from annual DRE requirements. Dynamic Force Employment, Immediate Response Force, Contingency Response Force, Chemical, Biological, Radiological, Nuclear and Explosives Response Enterprise Units, and Homeland Defense conduct at least one Limited Notice Level 2 DRE annually. Units in the prepare phase of the Army's readiness model are not typically scheduled for a DRE. However, all units must maintain a no-notice expeditionary mindset. Therefore, all units must prepare equipment for deployment consistent with the capability allowed by the unit status. Senior commanders and subordinate commanders will establish and determine requirements for these units based on unit strength and capabilities and provide the appropriate support to assure a realistic DRE event. Commanders may expand the above requirements to incorporate FTXs. If an FTX is conducted, it must not degrade DRE emphasis on strategic deployment. For example, vehicle loading for an actual tactical convoy during an FTX does not fulfill the requirement to prepare similar equipment for simulated strategic deployment. Units in the regeneration phase of the Army's readiness model are not typically scheduled for a DRE. However, all units must maintain a no-notice expeditionary mindset. Therefore, all units must prepare equipment for deployment consistent with the capability allowed by the unit status. Senior mission commanders or mission support elements will establish and determine requirements for these units based on unit strength and capabilities and provide the appropriate support to assure a realistic DRE event. Deployment Excellence Award Program. The purpose of the Deployment Excellence Award Program is to recognize Army units, active, reserve, National Guard, and installations for outstanding accomplishments which meet or exceed Army deployment standards. AR-525-93 outlines the policies for the Deployment Excellence Award Program. The objectives of the program are to enhance unit deployment skills, proficiency, and readiness, to share innovative deployment initiatives, to capture deployment training trends. Deployment Excellence Award Roles. The Deployment Excellence Award Program is co-sponsored by the DCS G357 and the DCS G4. The Army Chief of Transportation is the lead manager for the program. The Director, DPMO, is the program manager for the Deployment Excellence Award Program. Award Categories and Criteria. The Deployment Excellence Award Program is open to all regular Army, Army Reserves, and Army National Guard units. The following criteria applies. The unit must have completed a deployment, redeployment, or deployment support mission conducted from 1 October through 30 September. All deployments and redeployments that include the preparation and submission of UMD are eligible for participation. All categories require a unit nomination packet, except for the operational deployment category. Refer to the DPMO website for detailed information regarding unit nomination packet preparation. Phase 1 Nomination Packets. These packets must be received by DPMO not later than 31 January. The following organizations can approve unit nomination packets to the Deployment Excellence Award Evaluation Board. National Guard Bureau. FORSCOM. United States Army Europe and Africa. United States Army Pacific Command. United States Army North. United States Army Southern Command. United States Army Special Operations Command. United States Army Space and Missile Defense Command / Army Forces Strategic Command. AMC. United States Army Cyber Command. United States Army Medical Command. United States Army Intelligence and Security Command. United States Army Criminal Investigation Division. United States Army Corps of Engineers. United States Army Reserve Command. SDDC. Commands not listed above who want to participate in the Deployment Excellence Award Program may forward a request to the DCS G4 DALOFP address in the Deployers Toolbox website. The link to the Deployers Toolbox is on the listing of websites in the reference section of the manual. Phase 2, Evaluation Board. The Deployment Excellence Award Evaluation Board will convene to evaluate unit nomination packets, rate nomination packets, and select semi-finalists. Two semi-finalists are eligible for selection in each category. For example, deploying unit, supporting unit, and installation. Consist of the President, Secretary, Program Manager, and Evaluation Board members. The Secretary and Program Manager are not voting members. Evaluation Board members in grade of E8 through E9, O2 through O5, or civilian equivalent may serve on the board. Individuals are required to have a secret clearance and background knowledge in deployment or deployment support operations involving movement of forces. The following organizations will provide a board member annually to serve on the Deployment Excellence Award Evaluation Board: National Guard Bureau, Forcecom, United States Army Europe and Africa, United States Army Pacific Command, United States Army Central Command, United States Army Special Operations Command, United States Army Space and Missile Defense Command / Army Forces Strategic Command, SDDC, United States Army Reserve Command, AMC. The following commands will provide a board member for the Deployment Excellence Award Evaluation Board on a rotating basis. United States Army Cyber Command, United States Army Medical Command, United States Army Intelligence and Security Command, United States Army Criminal Investigation Division, United States Army Corps of Engineers. Phase 3 On-Site Evaluations. Phase 3 on-site evaluations will be conducted at semi-finalist locations 1 through 31 March to validate information submitted to the Deployment Excellence Award Evaluation Board. For example, unit deployment or support process, training, readiness, and timelines. Phase 4 Selection of Winners. The Deployment Excellence Award Evaluation Board Secretary will compile the results to identify the finalists. The Deployment Excellence Award Evaluation Board President will recommend winners and runners-up to the DCS G4 for approval. Phase 5, Announcement of Winners. The Deputy Chief of Staff, G357, will notify winners and runners-up. Unit notification will be via HQDA message. Phase 6, Presentation of Awards. When feasible, the Chief of Staff of the Army or a representative will present awards at the Chief of Staff of the Army Combined Logistics Excellence Awards Ceremony. DPMO will notify the winners and explain how their awards will be presented. ATP 3-35, 9 March 2023. By order of the Secretary of the Army, James C. McConville, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff. Official, signed, Mark F. Avril, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.